I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On today's show, we'll tell you why the media's handling of the Zion Williamson sex tape scandal is absolutely pathetic.
Let's go. Roll the intro.
All right, all right.
Yo, yo, yo.
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
Yo, yo, yo.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony.
Yo.
A lot of blowback to last week's episode, you know, we gave a take that just absolutely blew people's minds. You know, what we did is, as you remember, we connected the dots between Nikola Jokic winning the NBA Finals and the Chernobyl nuclear disaster. And it was so smart and so observant. But of course, there are these idiots out there, you know, they come out of the woodwork and they want to tell us we're wrong, that it makes no sense.
Please.
Exactly. Ridiculous. Yeah,
this is what happens when you give smart takes to stupid people.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what we're trying to fix on this show. You know, we don't just deliver smart sports takes.
No.
What we do is we give our millions of viewers and listeners an education. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yup, it's one of the many French benefits of watching and listening to this show.
Absolutely, and now what we're going to do is, later in the show, we're going to go deeper on our Jokic take, because there's much more where that came from. But first, you know, huge announcement right here at the top of the show. You know, every week we got people from across the sports world just begging to be a guest on this show.
They call us at home all night long.
It's pathetic. You should see it, people. Anyway, this week we decided to just ignore all of them and give that time to the people who truly deserve it, our loyal fans of the show out there. So as a special treat to you, the millions of viewers and listeners, what we're going to do, this is historic, is something we haven't done in 20 years. We're going to open up the Fusco Sports Hotline. That's
right.
We're going to be taking your calls live right here on the air.
Yep. This is our way of saying you're welcome to all the fans.
Exactly. So just go ahead and call in the show. You all know the number. You know, before we open up the phone lines, let's talk about another line. Your line of credit. And a message from our good friends at Capital One. Do you want to make a huge purchase, but you're afraid you can't afford it? Well, why the hell are you letting that stop you?
Yeah. You know, the other day, I called up my Aunt Marie, and her boyfriend Nunzio answered the phone. He said my aunt was busy cleaning his pipes. I said, Nunzio, why are you making my aunt do that? Just use your Capital One card and hire a plumber. And he sounded confused and said he didn't have any problems with his plumbing. You know what? Let's just forget it and move on.
Yeah, just move on. Anyway, a special deal for our audience. Go to CapitalOne.com now, enter the promo code Fusco, and get 0.001 cash back on your first purchase of $100,000 or more. Offer only valid in northern Wisconsin. Capital One.
Yeah, okay, another check in the mail.
There we go, Tony. Business out of the way. It's time to get into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, huge scandal out of the NBA. Pelicans star Zion Williamson facing accusations from adult film star Mariah Mills, who claims she had a sexual relationship with Zion while his girlfriend was pregnant. And now she is threatening to release a sex tape. And people, you know, our colleagues in the media online, they're just getting carried away here.
Rushing
to judgment as they always do.
That's all they do.
And Tony, you know, we have to send a message here because we feel it's our journalistic duty, right?
Absolutely.
To refrain from making any judgments of any kind in this matter until we have closely reviewed all the evidence. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. You know, this is the court of public opinion. And before we render a verdict, we must closely inspect all of the evidence, whether it's sex tapes, nude selfies, erotically charged DMs. And also, we must do back research on the plaintiff in this case as well, be it thoroughly examining compilation DVDs, paywalled websites, videos on OnlyFans posted for premium subscribers, both MFF and MMF. It's truly our duty as journalists.
Terrific legal analysis, Tony. And you know, another thing we just got to bring up here. I don't get why there are all these reports out there that the Pelicans are unhappy about this. To me, this is great for both Zion and the Pelicans. I mean, what do we always want to see out of athletes? Performance under pressure. And there is no greater pressure performance than when you're having sexual relations with an adult film star. Just take it from me and Tony, especially Tony. But, you know, of course, for the record, we never, ever buckle under that pressure. Right, Tony?
Nope. No chance.
Well, now to another much less interesting story out of the NBA. The NBA draft, which the NBA media went and ruined by letting everybody and their brother know that Victor Wembanyama would be the number one pick. Now, Wembanyama is reportedly 7'5", following in a long line of extremely tall basketball stars like Yao Ming, Sean Bradley, Chet Holmgren, Greg Oden. So, you know, Tony, tell me, what is your prediction for when Wembanyama will suffer a potentially career-ending injury?
Well, based on his height, I initially had him projected to get injured in the summer league. But given that he'll play for the Spurs, who rest players, I don't project him to suffer a devastating injury for at least 6 months, maybe seven.
Terrific analysis there, Tony. And now switching to the world of golf. Legendary golfer Tom Watson is joining the chorus of players who are angry at the PGA Tour, and rightfully so, for merging or whatever they're calling it with the LIV Tour. And, you know, we totally agree with these players.
100%.
It is totally shameful to see the PGA Tour get in bed with these Saudis, you know, taking blood money from a country with such a terrible record on human rights. Isn't that right, Tony?
You know, it's shameful. I admittedly don't watch any golf, but now I'll make sure to watch even less golf. You know, it's important for all of us as Americans and also as non-golf watchers to reject this horrible decision and boycott the PGA Tour and all its enterprises.
So well said, Tony. And just before we move to our next topic, gotta get a quick word in here for our newest sponsor, Congo Airways, the only major airline with flights inside the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Do you want to put the adventure back in your life? Then hop aboard Congo Airways today. It'll be a trip you won't soon forget. Congo Airways.
Wow, sign me up. I'm booking my ticket.
Okay, now to finally address all the blowback from last week's show. You know, we presented what has become, surprisingly, a controversial take. You know, what we did was we pointed out what the other media outlets refused to do because they're too
chicken.
That's
all we did.
You know, that there was this strange occurrence that nobody wanted to seem to talk about, that two Serbian athletes just happened to win major championships in the same week. You know, Nikola Jokic winning the NBA Finals and Novak Djokovic winning the French Open. Now, you know, we said, how could this random country just out of nowhere produce such dominant athletes, you know? And, you know, what we did was we pointed a direct line to Chernobyl, the nuclear accident from 40 years ago. You know, you had all that radiation spreading through the whole population and clearly giving them all super strength.
All those gamma rays, absolutely.
There you go. Now, you know, the people online, they said, hold on. Well, Chernobyl is nowhere near Serbia. Check the map.
Oh, really?
We checked the map, people. It's barely 2 inches away.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah, so that argument went nowhere. And then we got these other people saying, where's your evidence?
Evidence?
Exactly. We work in the media. That's what we do. We don't have to research things. That's for researchers.
Exactly.
What we do, our job is to just put it out there. You see, what we do is we get the conversation going. Right, Tony?
Right. We're just putting it out there. Starting the conversation.
Yep, that's what we do. And, you know, we've got much more to say on this topic. So that's why right now we're going to introduce a new segment on the show called Just Putting It Out There.
Just Putting It Out There.
Okay, so first thing to just put out there, you know, people out there, they say nuclear accidents don't lead to athletic dominance.
Well, really?
That there's no connection there. Well, what about Japan? 2011, that nuclear meltdown that happened. Well, guess who won the Women's Soccer World Cup that very same year? You guessed it, Japan.
Japan.
Just putting it out there.
Yup. How else do you explain them beating Team USA? You can't. Maybe there's some explanation, but we don't see it. We're just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there.
You know, staying in Japan, hasn't anyone found it the least bit strange that the baseball player who's hit the most home runs all time in the entire sport isn't Hank Aaron or Barry Bonds, but some Japanese guy named Sadahuru Oh? Well, I guess it's not strange if you realize that this Sadahuru Oh was 5 years old when we dropped 2 nuclear bombs on Japan. Right, Tony?
Yup. And it wasn't long after that till Sadahuru Oh started hitting bombs. So there, you can see the connection and how it's very possible that those 2 bombs led to 800 bombs. Again, just putting it out there.
Just putting it out there.
You know, another thing to put out there, Tony, you know, back in 1979, you know, we all remember 3 Mile Island, right? The nuclear meltdown that happened right here in Pennsylvania. Well, guess who won the World Series that same year? The Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep.
And guess who won the World Series the next year?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
And guess who won the Super Bowl in back-to-back years, 79 and 80? The Steelers.
So
it doesn't stop there. In 1980, the Eagles, 76ers, and Flyers all made it to the championship
game.
But unfortunately, clearly, there apparently was not enough nuclear radiation to get them over the hump.
They need a little more gamma.
You know, some might say that was due to coaching strategy. Could be coaching or radiation. You know, who knows? But, you know, just putting it out there, right, Tony?
Absolutely. Terrific points there.
And that concludes our segment, Just Putting It Out There.
Just putting it out there.
You know, Tony, just one more thing to note here. You know, our parents were actually on vacation right next to 3 Mile Island when it all went down.
Yeah, they were.
We were visiting one of
Big
our relatives
family vacation.
who worked at the plant. And, you know, we wound up being born right around there. So look at us now. Number one in the business, 23 years and counting. You got to think there's a connection there.
Yeah, you know, all that nuclear radiation may have made us so smart and our brains so big. But, hey, we're just putting it out there.
Right,
that's
just putting it out there. Anyway, you know, normally at this point in the show, you're accustomed to us going to the Fusco Satellite Network for our guests. Well, we're not going to make that mistake today. What we're going to do is we're going to make show history. We're going to give it back to the fans. What we're going to do...
20 years.
Yeah, we're going to open up the phone lines for the first time in 20 years. So here we go, Tony. Let's fire up the Fusco Sports Hotline.
Fusco Sports Hotline.
Well, Tony, look already. The board is
unreal.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Lit up.
So, let's go ahead and take our first caller. Okay, who's this?
Hey guys, it's me, Pete, from Jersey.
It's me, Pete, from Jersey? You know how many Petes I know in Jersey?
Yeah. I got 18 Pete's on my block.
I told the screener.
Oh, Jay. Of course.
Don't rely on our producer
yeah.
for anything.
Yeah, he's horrible.
We need a screener to screen our producer. That's
yeah,
what we
got to screen him.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right, go. What's your question?
What are we doing? Let's go.
Well, guys, but before we get into it, I wanted to tell you I'm a longtime listener, longtime supporter.
All right. Good. Yeah.
All right. Enough kissing ass. What do we got?
Well, I know you guys are giant Eagles fans, supporters. But, you know,
stating the obvious. Okay, go.
Some of the
already,
other teams.
It's already taking too long to get to the question here. All right, go.
You're not.
We need to screen these people better.
Yeah.
You start Jay,
what are you
with
doing?
The question. All
yeah.
right, go.
You're not giving the Jets the proper respect. They have a ton of weapons on offense. They had an elite defense last year, and they brought in arguably an all-time top five starting quarterback. So I don't know why you don't place them amongst the
Super Bowl. You're an all-time idiot.
Yeah.
All-time?
Right.
What,
Rodgers,
what year
all
are you living in there?
All-time.
What reality are you living there, Pete, from Jersey?
A demented one.
Super Bowl winner.
I don't even know what's going on in that home of yours. Is this your home? This guy's got no furniture back there. He's in an empty room, people.
Now I understand why.
Yeah. Is it empty? As empty as your head?
Yeah,
what's going
exactly.
on there?
Yeah.
But you guys haven't answered the question.
You know, no, this is the big problem with people from Jersey. They want to discuss trash all the time, just like their state.
Yeah.
The Jets were trash for a very long time, but now, you know, they brought in an all-time quarterback, like I said, and they should be counted amongst, the, you know, the few teams that are content for a Super Bowl title.
Well, we'll count you as one of the worst callers in the history of this show.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know anything about football? You call into a show, and that's your take?
That is my take. It's a smart take.
Hold on, I want to ask you a question seriously. Are you being held in some kind of mental institution where they don't allow furniture and whatnot?
I'm in my basement office.
Oh, guess what? Well, you're also in the basement of this show, because that's where we're going to leave you.
Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what, Pete, from Jersey?
You're off the show.
Oh, you're done.
You're
off the show.
Disrespectful.
Yes. See ya.
You belong in the basement.
Take a jet
lock you
off
down
the show.
And leave you there. Bye.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, that didn't work at all, Tony.
What a horrible, horrible first call. Hopefully, we can bounce back after that. That was terrible.
You know, I'm starting to rethink this whole thing.
Horrible.
All right. Well, before we give up, let's just give it another try. All right. Who's there? Who's this?
Well, I'm not getting any sound.
Look at this guy. Doesn't even know how to use a f***ing phone. Who's
disaster.
On the line? Who's on? What is going on?
I can barely hear you guys, but I can see you. Can you hear me?
Jesus, what is this? The fucking moon landing? We hear you, bro.
Right, I can barely hear you, though, bro.
This guy's in a recording studio. Can't work a fucking mic.
Yeah.
Just say your name, bro.
This is Miami Mike.
Miami Mike. Your name should be Can't Work a Mic.
Yeah.
What? Talk.
What?
You got a question? Besides,
yeah, what's your question?
How did you make your name any more terrible?
You think over a 17-game span.
Yeah, what?
The way Tua was so much better than Hurts in college when they were both there to the point where Hurts had to go somewhere else to play. At the NFL level, if Tua has 17 games, do you think that the same thing's going to happen and he'll be that much better the way he was in college?
We went through all that for that stupid f***ing question. This guy thinks he's calling into the Dan Lebatard show. This isn't the Dan Lebatard show, Miami Mike. This is the Paulie
you're not
and Tony
talking,
Fusco
exactly.
show.
Yes, you're not talking to Stu Gatz over here. You're talking to Paulie and Tony.
But if I remember correctly, when Tua came out after week 9, didn't he lead the NFL in quarterback rating?
Oh, you lead the NFL in dumbass rating. You know, quarterback
you're about
rating,
to
how
lead.
About Super Bowl rating?
What yeah,
was
how about that?
What was Tua's passer rating in the Super Bowl? Oh, right.
Yeah.
Zero.
Oh, not applicable. Yeah. N.A., not applicable. That's what his rating was. Are you kidding me? By the way, who scored more points in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes or Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
Jalen Hurts.
Philly team is better. My question is about Tua. He was better in college.
We heard Hurts your question.
Yeah. We heard your question.
When they both played last year.
And guess what, Miami Mike?
Yeah, where are you calling us from? Your recording studio? Is that where you are?
That's where I'm at.
All right. Well, go to your mic and say this into your mic. I'm a total dumbass. And put that on a record.
Yeah.
Because guess what,
guess
Miami
what?
Mike?
Guess what? Put this on. Spin this up. Mix this down. Yeah, you ready?
I got a request for you. Play this song. You're off the show.
You're off the show.
Get out of here. You absolute
off the
joke.
Show.
Miami Mike.
See ya. Take a hike, Miami Mike. Oh, record that. That's your new album. Take a hike, Miami Mike. Off the show.
Number one on the hit parade.
Yup.
Is he off the line?
Jay, hang up the phone.
No more callers. You know,
yeah, we're done. No more.
You're fans of the show.
You guys blew it.
Shame on you. Shame on you. We give
that's
you an
what
opportunity
you
like that, and that's what you do? No, never again.
Unbelievable. I'm done. I'm done with that.
Well, you know, other than that, Tony, it was a truly great show.
Yeah, it was great.
So, you know, let's not let that ruin it. And let's take time to thank our sponsors, our good friends at Capital One.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Oh, you kidding me? If it isn't someone who has no credit in life, Producer Jay.
Yeah. What do you want?
What?
Corrections.
What?
You said the 3 Mile Island nuclear meltdown leaked radiation, which somehow helped the Steelers win the Super Bowl in 1979.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, just putting it out there, bro.
Well, the Super Bowl was in January, and the meltdown happened in March. So those two events are clearly not connected.
Oh, yeah? Well, you know what's about to be not connected? Your head and the rest of your body.
Yeah, and you know what is going to be connected? My foot to your balls.
Oh!
Yeah!
Good one, Tony.
You're done. Let's go. No. Let's get out of here.
You said you think we should be able to see the Zion Williamson sex tape.
It's called journalism, bro.
Yeah, it's our job, bro.
You do realize that threatening to release a sex tape could lead to an extortion charge. It's against the law.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to charge you with my taser.
Yeah, I'd be interested to watch your sex tape, but I don't own a microscope.
Oh,
yeah,
great one, Tony.
It.
Got him.
We're done. Let's get out of here. No more.
What?
What? That's it. Hurry up.
I'm pretty sure at the top of the show, you said the phrase French benefits.
Yup.
Yeah, bro.
It's fringe benefits, not French benefits. Do you even know what the word fringe means?
That raises another question. Do you know what shut the f*** up means?
As they say in French, parlay, shut the fuck up.
Oh,
boom.
You're done. Got him,
he's done. Yeah. Oh, look at him, Paulie.
Talking about something that'll have everybody speaking. Guess who's booked for the show next week? This just came in. Super Bowl hero, Eagles legend Nick Foles coming to the show.
Wow. Great news.
Remember, follow us on TikTok. Subscribe on YouTube. Follow the pod and listen on Fox Sports Radio. And Tony, great job as always.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.